Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process. Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing great today, thanks. And I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on the Voice of Yoga, we will be talking about equal rights in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Relativity for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Karma, what we put out is what we get back." We will talk about imbalances and how they exist on one level of life. And on a spirit, we are all equal. We explain why it was truly spiritual, nothing else matters. Listen as Swami explains how union with the divine will empower an individual to rise above the cycle of death and rebirth to experience genuine freedom. Join our Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul to experience the benefits of prana power. So Swami, let's get started. Let's try to unbox that quote that we said earlier, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." How can we make that relation to Kriya Yoga?
Well, it's the whole thing of relativity. It's basically the law of karma, that what we're putting out is what we're getting back. And for every action, there is an equal and an opposite reaction. And what I think a lot of us don't understand is that there are higher laws than the United States government. And so the law of karma is something that transcends time and space, really. That when we do something independent of when we did it, it is something that is attached to us, and we can bring that up at any given time.
So when we talk about injustice, we can talk about not just injustice in this lifetime as we are experiencing it, but this could be something you're saying that we could have been involved with lifetimes ago.
Yeah, which kind of makes it seem more just. You know, sometimes we're looking for meaning and purpose behind some sort of circumstance or situation or event that happens. And a lot of times using the law of karma, I think it gives it a little easier way to explain it, that there is a reason why this happened, and maybe we don't know what that is at this time. And that's one of the reasons why that we say that true equality really only happens on a spirit level, because the spirit level is the unified state. It is where we transcend time and space.
Now, I think what we would find ourselves to be most challenged with is trying to understand is, well, are we creating a karmic debt or are we paying back a karmic debt? Because during our lifetime, we could be doing that simultaneously.
Yeah, and that's why it's so helpful to be mindful of what we're doing. Because what isn't conscious is either going to be unconscious or karmic. And so the more mindful we are of what we're putting out now, then the less karmic debt we start to accumulate. And in a lot of respects, if you are going through your life mindfully and playing according to the cosmic rules, then you are, for the most part, probably minimizing your karmic debt and maybe even building karmic merit.
Mm-hmm. I know we talked a lot before in the past about knowing ourselves and how we are created. What are some of the tools that we can use to help us understand ourselves? I know we were just talking about the birth charts and natal chart the other day. Would that be a tool that people could use to try to understand maybe how they are created in this particular lifetime?
Yeah, I think the birth chart is a really good tool. I think especially when you look at the 12th house system and in relation to how we use it with regard to the chakras, that you really have a pretty good template for how the mind works and that we are thinking on different levels simultaneously. And so knowing yourself in the way that you're created is optimal because most of us just know ourselves in the way we do when we're left to our own devices.
So if we want to have a better understanding of what's going on, can we look at those things that what's happening to us? Like you have always said that we are the creators of our own reality, whether we mean to or not. So whether it's something past or something present, every action that we do right now is somehow it's going to come around and it's going to create that equal reaction. So being mindful and maybe using the labyrinth might be a way to help us do that.
Oh, sure. The labyrinth is a great tool that not only does it give you an organized way of looking at yourself in the way that we're created, because it does go through the 12 houses and it goes through your seven major chakras, but it also gives you a way of distributing the energy to affect balance. Because as we go from physical to mental to spiritual, we're actually moving into different dimensions of reality. We're in different time scales. And so the labyrinth has a way of distributing the energy in a way that will affect the balance.
So if I have a situation that I'm working through, I can use my birth chart to kind of find out where I've come from or what maybe to expect in this lifetime, having this understanding. And then from there, I can use my labyrinth to kind of unbox what's going on with me on the mental plane.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like one is a map and also the other one is more like a tool. But the astrology also is a really helpful tool because you don't only just use your natal chart in astrology, you can also use what we call transits and progressions to give you the element of timing and insight into a biosphere of energy that will be available to you at a given moment by using these transiting aspects to give you, again, just more information. And then, of course, you need a practice. That having insight is all well and good, but if you are not applying it in a way that will give you the best return on your effort, then of course it's just a lot of advice, the way I see it. And and that's the way I try and use a Kriya Yoga practice because it really does, it works on so many different levels that the practice itself kind of develops the hardware so that you do have the ability to control how you think. And then, of course, you have tools that help you guide your thoughts and shape your thoughts so that you can actually start to emit them to affect changes that you're trying to create in your reality.
You know, so in honor of Civil Rights Day, if every action creates an equal reaction, and there's a reason why everything happens, and with Dr. Martin Luther King, all the work that he did to try to bring civil rights to everybody's awareness, I think about that on a global level, and you know, not just here in this country, but also trying to unbox, you know, why that had happened, how did all this come about, and what could that possibly mean for us on a spiritual level. And maybe, you know, like we said earlier, is that we are all one. We're all, on a spirit level, we're all equal. And maybe this was the physical manifestation of him bringing it to our attention that, hey, we're all equal physically. And then let's just take another couple of octaves, and then we're all equal on a spirit level.
Actually, I think it's just the opposite, that we are all equal spiritual, now let's take it to the next octave and look at it physically. Because we come in with what I call spiritual equality, that the life force is available to each and every one of us on an equal level. Now, as far as what the way the wealth is being distributed, as far is on a physical level or even on an astral mental level, that's all determined by karma. And the other thing is that it's all dualistic, which means that it's actually a limited resource. And our preoccupation with trying to fix it on a physical level without actually seeing how it's working on a spirit level can be somewhat frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at the summary again, and we wrote on there that we'll explain how union with the divine will empower an individual to rise above the cycle of death and rebirth to experience genuine freedom. And then I was thinking about our saying on the New Hampshire license plate, which says live free or die. And I just think it's interesting that word free and freedom, to really experience genuine freedom, we really have to understand and know ourselves, and to use your words, and how we are created.
Right, because it's not until we actually transcend the limits of body awareness or physical reality do we understand this concept of liberation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the practice of Kriya Yoga that we teach is so beneficial, because that's what we focus on. That it's not just advice, but it's actually a state of being. It is the result of separating from a resource of energy that is limiting and rejoining with a resource that is truth and wholeness, that is complete. And it has a different return. And that's really what freedom is. Whereas the way we're socialized on a physical or a mental level, we think freedom is our ability to get whatever we want, when in fact that's the psychological sand trap.
Oh, I see. So when we talk about freedom and oppression, so we're trying to overcome not just oppression from physical sources, but maybe our own oppression that we place on ourselves.
Yeah, which is this imprisonment in a physical body. basically.
Oh, interesting.
And just preoccupation with the physical world in general.
All right, well, we're going to come back to that. We're going to pause and hold that thought. And listeners, we'll be back with you in a few moments.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods. A complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Kriya Yoga Theory 1 live classes and videos. Get your arms around the spiritual science of Kriya Yoga.
You know, the intention of why we practice is to embody spirit, you know, to feel connected to the life force.
Kriya Yoga Asana live classes and videos. A cosmically engineered system of exercises to initiate apotheosis. A system of exercises engineered for dining and dancing at the cosmic ballroom. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 live classes and videos. A practice in open form designed to facilitate positive growth of consciousness. Get your labyrinth video.
I find the positive side of it is a lot of things together.
Kriya Yoga mantra and meditation. With repetition comes absorption. Pray on prana and become divine.
At the same time, we all have unique talents and gifts to give back to the universe.
Private session. The mysteries of the universe have always been handed down verbally from teacher to student. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
Purna Maria, Purna Meva Vashishate.
And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So before the break, we were talking about oppression and in a physical sense. And we know, of course, that there's oppression in the past around the world and even probably happening now as we speak. So what does that represent, and on a physical level and then on a spirit level?
Well, again, it could be a manifestation of karma that people that are being restricted in their benefits and beliefs may have restricted others in a previous lifetime. And so as a result, they're getting the opportunity to experience the other side of that. And of course, those that are doing the oppressing, they may be building the opportunity to experience this in the future themselves. But nobody really gets away with anything. And so I think the more that we start to understand that there are higher laws than governments and even civil rights. And when you start to regulate your behavior based on a perspective that includes a broader sense of awareness. See, because I think that comes down to the whole thing is a lot of us don't know that we have this potential, that we can actually grow psychologically and spiritually. And that's one of the things that we constantly are saying here is that the communities that provided humanity with these benefits, the religious communities have failed so bad that our religions are really not doing what they are intended to do, which was produce a populations of humans in the adult state, that the human in the adult state doesn't really need laws. You know, like we need laws to uphold the conduct that you would do naturally if you were a human in the adult state. And that's The unfortunate thing is that collectively we are a population of humans in the larvae state, and we try and make laws, but we really don't understand this concept of freedom.
Right.
And we don't understand that if we saw things differently, that if we understood that what we were putting out is what we were getting back, and we liked ourselves, then we would be much more mindful of what we're putting out. And of course, you wouldn't do anything that was causing injury to anyone, mm-hmm. or anything for that matter.
Right. Well, you had used the word behavior before, and I'm looking at my notes for today's show, and one of the quotes that is listed by Dr. King, he says, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." And so I think he was all about not just equality because here I am physically, but you know, judge me if you need to judge me by what I think, say, feel, and do. Like you say, should all be the same thing.
Yeah, and also, I mean, the whole thing of the human in the adult state is virtuous by nature. And I think we've really lost touch collectively with the importance of virtue. That we think virtue is charming but unnecessary in business or in politics or in just in general. But the problem is that we aren't really a population collectively of virtuous people anymore. Virtue is kind of like a conduct that we aspire to be able to perform as opposed to our nature, which is what union with the divine brings a human being. And not, again, some astral image of some cosmic puppeteer, but actually rebirthing your body in this life force, in this energy field that gives you a completely different return. And in fact, that whole thing of the fall from Eden in the Bible, I thought was like the best way of explaining it. That it was one bite of an apple from one of these trees, and Adam and Eve were thrown into the realms of suffering and decay, which is the cycle of death and rebirth, basically. And that's where we are. That's what we incarnate into. And whether we realize it or not, being embroiled in that doesn't really get us too far.
Mm-hmm.
It is when we join with this truth and wholeness that we get the leverage to lift ourselves out of this dimension of reality. But it's not magic, it's physics. It's like attracts like, and two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. But we're trying to fix it from the physical realm. We're trying to create peace on earth. We're trying to create civil rights, equality on a physical level, which probably will never happen. It is not possible.
Interesting. Now, sometimes, or in some cases, the oppressors, you know, oppressive group of people, whatever that group might be, sometimes it's founded in hatred. And to me, if that's the case, then that to me would signify that that person is coming from a standpoint of ignorance. And of course, isn't that one of the one of the obstacles for anybody obtaining some type of yoga enlightenment. You know, it's ignorance towards your education, you know, your whatever that might be. So I just think that's interesting that ignorance plays a big part in a lot of this struggle for equality.
Well, if you really examine it, that a big part of hatred is fear.
Oh,
people feel threatened. So your four major obstructions to enlightenment, I think, start to come to the foreground. The fear, ignorance, laziness, selfishness, being self-absorbed, just seeing yourself as a separate entity, thinking that hooray for me and too bad for everybody else is just part of the problem. And when all of a sudden you realize that the same soul that animates me is animating you, and this concept of true liberation doesn't happen until every sentient being crosses this threshold, that it's not so much hooray for me anymore, but it's trying to help lift the rest of us out of this realm of suffering and decay.
So if we were to summarize, then we would want to do what we can to, like you say, become humans in the adult state. So therefore, we lead by example, and then we get more people involved, and they start getting on their spiritual path doing the same thing. So we basically want to show the way to other people. And then some of those ways that we talked about was using the tools that are available to us, birth charts, labyrinths, having this system of yoga to get everybody on that path.
Right, because when there's light in the soul, there's beauty in the person. Beauty in the person, there's harmony in the home. When there's harmony in the home, there's honor in the nation. And when there's honor in the nation, there's peace in the world. So even though we like to think globally, when you act locally, and the whole thing is initiating your process, starting to grow psychologically and spiritually, taking the responsibility for your hidden potential. And a bit of the program that we offer here is giving you all the things that you would need in order to be able to undertake this Herculean task.
Well, that's great advice. And I know you are available to, of course, do all of those, the birth charts, and help people kind of understand and unbox what's going on with them with that too as well, right?
Yeah. I do try and encourage people that insight from an astrological reading can be somewhat frustrating if you do not have a metaphysical or a mystical system. If you are not developing yourself psychologically and spiritually, if you haven't connected to this other source of sustenance, if you haven't made that conversion, then it becomes really difficult to take the advice.
Mm.
So I really encourage people to practice Kriya Yoga, and then, of course, take advantage of some of the tools that we offer.
Great. Well, it's about that time to close on our program. So be sure to visit the website, www.ipdtransform.com. And please make any posts about this show or any other shows you'd like us to consider to do. So be sure to join us next week. I believe we'll be talking about the new moon. And so, Swami, any final thoughts or comments about today's program?
Well, I would like to encourage people to join our spiritual advance to get the light in their soul and experience the benefits of prana power.
Great.
And with that, I'll wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste. That's a good one. A lot of gems in that one.